The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 16th. Today's word is yawp, spelled Y-A-W-P. Yawp is a verb that means to make a raucous noise, to squawk. It can also mean to clamor or complain. Here's the word used in a sentence from the National Post of Ontario by Callum Marsh. It's a place where teenagers yawp and chuckle over mounds of fried rice and styrofoam containers, where a couple on a budget shares sips from a fountain soda and a foot-long sub. The word yawp first appeared sometime in the 15th century. This verb comes from the Middle English word yolpen, most likely itself derived from the past participle of yelpen, meaning to boast, to call out, or to yelp. Interestingly, yawp retains much of the meaning of yelpen in that it implies a type of complaining which often has a yelping or squawking quality. An element of foolishness, in addition to the noisiness, is often implied as well. Yawp can be a noun also, meaning a raucous noise or a squawk. The noun yawp arrived on the scene more than 400 years after the verb. It was greatly popularized by Song of Myself, a poem by Walt Whitman containing the line, "I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world." With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.